question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
As we return from that break and move on from the NCF, it's your travel duo Robert Mary here with you, taking a dune ranching for the G Block as part of the personal connection portion of the program, which is being made possible by allform.com/carry.
Adding a new couch or chair or sofa for the family room, your living room, your vacation home, or these days even the office can make a big difference. Allform is high-quality, handmade-in-America furniture at affordable prices, made in North Carolina, and it's fully customizable, and it arrives in just a few days.
You know, we enjoy our Allform furniture more and more each day, and as Mary just said, you can pick all types of shapes, sizes, colors, fabrics, legs, and more. Plus, they come with a forever warranty. They also offer a 100-day trial. Delivery is free. They'll send you free fabric samples if you want. And they'll pick it up for free with a full refund if you don't love it. So you really have nothing to lose. Go check them out at allform.com/carry. You're going to save 20% or more off anything you purchase. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Our next guest for these next 10 minutes of the show was raised between Wyoming and Montana and spent many of her formative years working on a dude ranch in a small town in Wyoming. Even as a young girl, she says she knew that the dude ranching industry would have a great impact on her life. Fast forward to today, February 5th, 2022, and Bryce Albright is now the executive director of the Dude Ranchers Association. Live from Wyoming, she's holding for us on that show hotline.
You know, Mary, last hour we talked snow kiting, now dude ranching. We are certainly showcasing diversity today. Bryce, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us. Appreciate that. So as we were researching for this conversation today, clearly your passion for dude ranches is evident. You've been involved in some capacity with them most of your life. I know it's where you've lived, you've worked. But I think many people listening around the country who haven't experienced one, they probably have some preconceived notion of what they are or the experiences provided. So to cut to the chase, I want you to share what you know dude ranches to be and what makes a ranch a dude ranch.
Definitely. Happy to answer, you know, any misconceptions and at least combat those a little bit. So dude ranches are the ultimate Western adventure vacation destination. That can mean a lot of different things, but overall it means you're going to be experiencing things that a lot of people have probably never experienced before. So you're going to be looking at horseback riding, you know, activities as families, activities as couples, you know, fly fishing, hiking, bird watching, just time outside in nature and outdoors and really getting to enjoy all that the world has to offer that a lot of people don't see frequently. And there's a lot of misconceptions behind dude ranches that maybe you're going to have to sleep in a tent or sleep out under the stars and that you're only going to eat beans and out of a can and maybe cornbread, but that's definitely not true. There's opportunities for people to be able to do experiences like that, but it's really a very comfortable and enjoyable vacation destination that encompasses a lot of different walks of life and really embellishes and encompasses the life of a cowboy.
So I want to get into that a bit more about what you do with the Dude Ranch Association, but real quickly first, one of the misconceptions that I think people have that I just want you to briefly touch on for our listeners is price. I think people think that they're really expensive,
yeah,
so that's not always the case, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's a big misconception. But the nice part about Dude Ranchers Association member dude ranches is that they are all-inclusive, and that is to an extent. So meals, lodging, most activities are included in one price. Mm-hmm. And on average for an adult for 6 to 7 nights at a dude ranch, for a traditional kind of middle-level ranch, it usually runs anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500 per person. So mm-hmm. that is really reasonable for almost a week, and the planning is taken care of.
It is. All right, so back to the association itself. It's been around a long time, since 1926, so clearly Western ranch owners back then, you know, it seems to me like they really wanted to preserve what they knew they had as far back then. So I'm curious how many member ranches you have, and I'm also curious about membership in terms of the vetting process. Is it difficult for a ranch to be accepted as a member?
Yeah, so currently the Dude Ranchers Association represents 92 different member ranches across the western U.S., and we also do represent 2 in British Columbia, Canada. So we have a great membership. That number does fluctuate throughout times and, you know, hard times, good times.
Sure.
We are always bringing new members in, and sometimes ranches, you know, retire from the Dude Ranch business. But we're excited to, you know, kind of maintain that number pretty well for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And overall, dude ranches really in order to be a member of our association, they have to go through an application process. They have to meet certain restrictions, requirements, and guidelines in order to be vetted as a Dude Ranchers Association member. We are not a pay-to-play organization, so ranches have to go through an extensive, like I said, application process to become a member of ours. It includes site visits. It includes supporting documentation and a lot of detailed information about the ranch operation. And then our board of directors looks at those applications and does site visits as well as myself, and then moves forward in application processes of bringing ranches on to be DRA members.
Well, that's really important.
Yeah, I mean, that, no question as far
nice
as the vetting.
It's not pay to play.
So, you know, Bryce, when you think about the way, you know, there are one of the things we love about doing this show is the way people travel. You know, you can travel from the most high end to the low end, and it really is that experience that you have when you go, you know, whether you're a boater, you're a camper, whether you just love spas, well, you get my point, whatever it may be, maybe theme parks are your thing. But from a Dude Ranch experience, the reason we have you in the personal connection segment of the show today, it's the way people connect to travel. So as you find people, they go to a Dude Ranch, do they frequently come back? Do they connect? Do they want us to try other locations? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Dude Ranches have one of the highest return rates for guests at their properties. We have ranches that see an 80% return rate, you know, in their guests, and that's of guests of almost maybe 1,000 people. So I think that truly speaks to how important the connections that are made on Dude Ranches are to the guests that are attending them. And that return rate, you know, speaks a lot to the hospitality and the heritage and the obviously the property itself, but kind of the overall experience to what people really do enjoy on Dude Ranches and why they keep coming back. And it's great to work in an industry like this where people bring, you know, generations of families back. You know, the ranch I worked on one year, we had a 90-year-old great-grandfather that was there, and they had brought their great granddaughter that was 2. I mean, and then there was walks of life from, you know, and ages everywhere in between. And that was truly incredible.
But you are literally connecting all levels of generation. I love that. And
you
the
are.
Fact that coming back and they're setting that family history or tradition. That's great.
Nice legacy. Bryce, I would think with the rise in demand for outdoor activities that we've certainly seen over the past 2 years with this ongoing pandemic, you've seen a rise in demand, I would think, for stays at Dude Ranches, especially with all the outdoor activities that you highlighted earlier in the interview. I'm curious what you're forecasting for 2022.
2022 is potentially going to be one of the best years Dude Ranches have ever seen. So 2021 was record-breaking for a lot of our ranches, and 2022 is on track to be very similar, and we have ranches that are already even booking into 2023 for some of their guests.
Yeah, so, well, okay. That, you know, there are aspects of the travel industry that would love to be hearing those numbers right now, so we like that.
Yeah.
All right, so the last thing really where I'm going to go with you, you know, Dude Ranches, they're all over the western U.S. and up into Canada. And just like a hotel or resort, and we've talked about this a little bit, you know, they all have their own identity and what makes them unique. Some are rustic yet comfortable. I'm curious what we'll find, you know, on the more luxurious accommodation end. You know, take us there.
Yeah, so when you're looking at luxury Dude Ranches, you're looking at properties that are kind of in that 4 to 5 star rate, and they have very nice, comfortable accommodations that are a little more upscale. You're going to see, you know, higher-end linens, higher-end bedding, that type of activity or accommodations. But at luxury Dude Ranches is more where you see the activities really explode. You see spas on property. Some ranches have golf courses. You know, horseback riding is still a main focus of the activities, but you're also going to see maybe some skeet shooting, obviously guided hiking, fly fishing, river rafting. You just see a whole rock climbing. You see a whole array of activities that you might not find at the traditional and or working Dude Ranches.
Well, still, at the end of the day, it's good old-fashioned fun. It's outdoors. You're connecting with nature. These are all good things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm glad to hear the numbers that you just projected to us. So, folks, I'm going to direct you to the website if you want information on all things Dude Ranches, all right? And as Bryce said, if you're interested, you better get some reservations in. The website is just duderanch.org, duderanch.org. Interesting conversation, Bryce. I'm glad we were able to connect today. Really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
Robert, Mary, thanks for having me. I appreciate it as well.
Yeah, Bryce, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. You as well.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that is an interesting conversation with Bryce on Dude Ranches. I think she really painted a very strong picture of it.
Nice job highlighting them. A lot of fun.
Yeah. And maybe that's something we look at in the future, Mary, for the show. So we'll have to see where that goes. But right now, we need to take a quick time out for some sponsor messages. We're headed to Prince Edward Isle next. The diversity continues on this show today. And it's listener emails and the museum gallery. Stick around, folks. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.